Starting at 1:30 in Colville, the council takes a field trip of residential zoning in the area, especially on West Hoytsville Road. County Manager Bob Jasper said an update of the Eastside General Plan has recently been drafted. They're looking to see how zoning can fit with real existing development.
And so I think the main issue is how to bridge the gap between previous plan and developing a new plan that better reflects a little bit the what's already on the ground. This area is area that land ownership goes back generations, and it fits into the lot of record issue, and it fits into issues about people wanting to do to be helpful to their children and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren versus kind of overall what the existing zoning is and whether that makes any sense or not.
At about 4:30, they will look at the county's self-insurance plan for its employees, which includes the Park City Fire District, Mountain Regional Water District, and Snyderville Recreation District. Jasper said the plan puts a focus on wellness issues.
What we're suggesting is that employees that do healthy kinds of things pay a little bit less on their share. For example, smoking. If you want to smoke, certainly you can smoke, but should people who don't smoke subsidize your health care costs? So there's some incentives that we're proposing built in that came out of the water district, actually, that they proposed it and have implemented it on their side. We're looking at implementing it across the board. You know, we don't want to have a situation where we take all the healthy people and put them in the high deductible plan, leaving the less healthy people or older people like maybe myself, because that will drive some of the cost up. So we're looking at how to bridge that gap, how to encourage it, but at the same time not shift costs from one group to another.
The county has also studied how it has to change given the new federal health care law.
It will cost us. All large insurers basically are paying a tax to the federal government that becomes part of the overall financing of the Affordable Health Care Act. And so one of the questions I think that we're going to be discussing with the council, because it's a self-insurance pool, should we say, okay, employees, even though your experience doesn't necessarily reflect increasing cost, this tax does, who should pay it? In my own mind, I think we should jump in and subsidize a little bit those outside costs that the employees really didn't generate.
Summit County Manager Bob Jasper. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.